Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Man, you say one thing and the world comes down on you. As a talk show host, bam! It's like a rock wall just fell on you.
Because you know you should know better, John Fricky.
Morning show with John and Hugh, the whole fam damnly. Yeah, apparently just because I said... You know, I don't hate pizza, okay? I just think it's okay. Nothing I go out of my way for. You would have thought I just said, you know, Santa's dead. I mean, my God.
He is?
I got communist.
Well, it's not real.
Communist just came in. Communist. Communist. Wow.
That is pretty funny, though.
That's a little strong. Communist? I mean, I like borscht. I guess that makes me okay. I mean, borscht is good, but
what is borscht, John?
It's a cold soup, usually made with potatoes or beef. That's very tasty.
That doesn't sound tasty.
It is very tasty. Yeah.
You can have that.
Yeah. Okay. I will. Thanks. But pizza is one of those things that if I did, and I said to somebody else, if I didn't eat it for 5 years, I would go, oh gosh, it's been about 5 years since I had pizza.
Pizza is one of the ones. I guess when you're in college and you're a young person, you eat a lot of. Pizza's like a nice little go-to. Like every now and then I get home, like when I'm going home and I'm like, you know, you thinking about stuff you shouldn't be eating, pizza's right there and Chick-fil-A.
See, I'm the guy.
It's like right there, two top two.
Then when I go occasionally out at the real estate office, they'll get Papa John's, you know, and for all the agents out at Keller Williams.
Yeah.
And so we'll have an agents meeting, you know, and I go out to the agents meeting and they'll have like 20 pop. And I'm the guy that goes through the Papa John's boxes and steals all the peppers. That's what I do.
See, John, that's just nasty.
Those peppers are good.
Yeah, so you just open up all. Like, I have a problem with folks that go through and look through all the pizza boxes and like, touch the pizza.
Uh-huh.
Like, you ever seen?
I don't
like,
touch the pizza. I just grab the pepper.
No, you didn't, because we had a meeting, like, a couple weeks ago. And John stole the salad first. Like, you didn't steal it. You didn't steal the salad.
I commandeered a salad.
You was like, the first thing he did was commandeer the salad. But there were some people, I'm not going to name names. But there were some folks that were going around looking at each individual box and touching the pizza. And I'm like, dog, why you got to touch all the pizza? And then the folks that when you get pizza, when they break their piece off, they take like this is the rule. You touch the pizza, it's your pizza. But some people will take it and they'll take the one piece that they're going to leave there and they'll break it off and they'll leave the other piece that they've touched. No, dog, that's your pizza. That's your
hard
pizza.
To do, though. Like,
no, so, no. Well, that's your pizza. You better figure it out. Because if you touch them both, them are
because then
those
you'll
are
like
your
have
pieces.
Like a whole like sleeve of pizzas because it's hard. They don't slice it all.
Well,
the way sometimes.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry. You can't touch the pizza with your hands.
I don't have the cooties.
No, but you can't do that. That's not a good look to touch the pizza. If you touch the pizza, if you touch both halves of the pizza, those two halves are yours. You gotta eat those.
I don't care.
Yeah, see, that's why. Note to self.
I'm
don't
not
eat
a
pizza.
Wendy's
a pizza toucher.
Or make sure you have a knife and fork to separate it.
Wendy's a pizza toucher. She touches the pizza.
They do make cutters and
my hands are clean.
Yeah, they have forks or whatever. You can cut it with. Don't be a pizza toucher. That's
sometimes
not a good look.
You don't have the.
And that's why
that
you know. Sometimes
it.
The best way to cut pizza is to do that square cut. You know, you do the square cut and then
you break it off in the square. Yeah.
Yeah, you get the nice little squares in the middle rather than do the eight slice. You know what I'm talking about?
I do know what you're talking about. John, I've had pizza before. A few times in my life.
Robert Alford could buy a lot of pizza because he just got. Robert Alford was unemployed for a few hours. And you're like, well, how could they sign Robert Alford? He was cut. He's not a free agent. And since he was cut, anybody could sign him, and the Arizona Cardinals did. And after a few hours, he gets cut by the Falcons and let go. Arizona immediately offers him. They don't just pick him up. They pay Robert Alford a deal worth $22.5 million over 3 years, of which $13.5 million is guaranteed. Wow.
Yeah, but this is the thing you have to understand. Now, some people are looking like, well, why are they getting that kind of money? He's garbage. some people, his skill set was probably more coveted with them than it was with the Falcons. That was number one. And number two, why do you think guys want to go to free agency? Because you get overpaid in free agency.
Mm-hmm.
You get overpaid in free agency. And that's what they did. They looked at him on film and said he's good enough. Who's over there? Patrick Willis? Wait a minute. Yeah. Patrick Peterson. I'm
right.
Sorry.
Buda Baker.
Patrick Peterson. Yeah.
DJ Swearinger.
So it's good to safe to say that he'll probably be in the running for the starting corner job, but they got some good players over there.
Right.
And they got some good front four guys. So they'll be okay.
And you got a new head coach in Cliff Kingsbury. You got a new DC in Vance Joseph. The former Broncos head coach is now the defensive coordinator of the Arizona Cardinals. So, yeah, he's going to a team that, you know, feels like it can in that division make a move. And you have to believe that if you're Arizona, as bad as they were last year, and Lord knows they were bad, they were terrible, they're going to get Nick Bosa, okay? And if Nick Bosa is healthy, that's instant help. Nick Bosa is going to be if Nick Bosa is healthy, he's better than his brother Joey. Okay, I'm just telling you, that's how good Nick Bosa is, a bona fide NFL superstar if he's healthy. And he's going to come into that defense with Josh Rosen. Hopefully you see Josh Rosen, if you're an Arizona fan, take a leap like Jared Goff did under Sean McVay, under Cliff Kingsbury. And you're thinking, look, who knows how long Jimmy Garoppolo is going to be out. The Seahawks overachieved this year. Maybe we can make a run at something this year. So, I mean, in that sense, but boy. You let a guy go in a coveted position at cornerback that everybody in our town is cheering, and another team turns around and pays him $22.5 million.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. It happens like that all the time, John. That didn't surprise me. And we all knew. When he got cut, we knew he wasn't going to be out there long. I mean, he wasn't going to be out there long. And he's bringing that Super Bowl appearance with him. I mean, that's worth weight right mm-hmm. there. And mm-hmm. he's a fairly young player. What, five, six, going into his sixth season in the NFL?
Mm-hmm.
So he's a fairly young player. So, yeah, and he has that experience. And you think about it like this, to have a guy with that kind of experience in the locker room, granted, they had a rough year last year, but he still brings that NFL experience to that locker room. They'd love to have a guy like that. Love to have him. So I'm happy for him. I'm happy for him. It's unfortunate that here it didn't work out. But, John, you know, this is the thing. If the Falcons did not have the season that they had this year, if everything didn't go awry, he would probably still be here. That's a fact. He would probably still be here. The conversation would be different. And his play or lack thereof would not be as magnified as it has been. You know, I mean, mm-hmm. that's what it is. You're cutting the fat. You know, Grady Jarrett, he outperformed his contract. He's getting paid. You know, it's one of those things that it makes it easier to make those decisions when you don't play well. It really is.
Well, he wasn't a Dan Quinn draft pick, obviously. But, you know, you go back when he came out of college in Louisiana to when he was drafted. The Falcons, Falcons were prepared to take him with their first pick in that draft. And Dez Trufant fell to them at the position they were at. And so they grabbed Dez Trufant. And when the Falcons came back around, Alford was still there. So they took Trufant number first and Alford second. Both were taken in the exact same draft back-to-back. That's how much the Falcons thought of him coming out of college after the workouts and the combine that he had. So they ended up with what we thought were going to be two long-time cover cornerbacks. And in Rocky's defense to some degree, you know, I know that fans like to get on True, but True is, you know, they throw a lot at Rocky, okay? A lot.
True was the better corner, man. I know a lot of people talking about what Trufant didn't do this or that. Trufant's a good corner. I mean, everybody came under fire this year. Dude, and a lot of people came under fire because that pass rush wasn't where it needed to be. I mean, bottom line, pass rush and coverage go hand in hand. And if you got one that's lacking, it exposes the other. And again, Rocky Alford was just a casualty of the system because you got to save some money. You got to sign Grady Jarrett. You got to sign Grady. You got to sign Julio. You promised those cats some money.
Right, so you're going to have to do this. And so we'll see what – and next up will be Matt Bryant. Now, you know, some guys are going to be cut sooner than later. I mean, even though they're cut, they're not going to be technically released by the team, you know, for another month or so as we get towards the league year. So it's just a matter of, you know, their cap impact and – the cap is such a complicated thing. You know, you can cut somebody and there's no difference in the cap impact to you from the time you cut them, or you could cut them in March, or you could cut them in after June 1st. And so there's a lot of different ways you could cut somebody and save money against the cap. It's a very complicated thing. But you can bet that Matt Bryan is going to land on his feet somewhere, and you can bet that I'm almost certain it's going to be Tampa. I mean, you know, you go back there, they need a kicker. They've had so many troubles down there. You know, you've got the ties, obviously, for the organization down there. That's my guess, which means we're going to have to deal with him a couple of times a year if he, in fact, does go to Tampa. He's going to go somewhere. And Brooks Reed may get a look somewhere, too. I mean, Brooks is still
He's a serviceable guy. He'll get a look somewhere. But, John, you never know. In this day and age, with the NFL being like it is, those years that you get playing in the NFL, nah, they're precious. They're real precious. Because they're not – I mean, guys don't play 10 seasons, 12 seasons like they used to, unless you're a real special dude.
Right. And that's why we talk about, you know, for example, running backs. I mean, Devontae Freeman, you know, let's hope that he can play this year. You know, what's going to happen to Tevin Coleman? Remember, the three that are gone, as we talk a little bit about the Falcons offseason on this Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the three that are gone are not going to be the only three. They're going to be a lot of guys. Because there'll be a lot of, not reserves, but rotational guys that are probably going to be, you know, replaced on this team too, because Dan Quinn's going to reimage a lot of stuff. There's not a lot of change you can make on offense. You're pretty much going to stay with the receiving core you have for obvious reasons. You probably will change some at tight end. You may add at least one offensive lineman, and there could be an additional running back.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, offense will have 2 to 3, maybe 4 new players when you talk about guys that are rotational. The defense, you could have quite a few, and it'll be interesting to see what Dan Quinn wants to do on the defensive side of the football. And again, Alford wasn't a Quinn guy, so at least not a Quinn pick, whereas Vic Beasley is. And you've always said that's an important thing. And not only is Beasley, Hugh, a Quinn pick, he was his very first pick,
man. There's a lot of history there. And I think it's one of those things where Coach Quinn is going to be kind of tough, because that's the guy that you probably had the most time to evaluate. That's the guy that you felt was going to be a great fit in your defense. So it might be tough to part ways with him. So Coach Quinn might be looking at it this year, especially that he's going to try to, you know, make sure that he puts Vic Beasley in position to be successful as much as possible. It could be that too. That's probably one of the major reasons why he's taking over the defense, to help Vic Beasley be a more successful pass rusher.
Right. We're 3 weeks ahead of the NFL Combine in Indianapolis, which starts on the 28th. Of February and goes through the 4th of March. And the combine, of course, will be, you know, make or break for some guys. Like, for example, Kyler Murray, who's going to the combine. 330 players, something like that, that were invited to the combine?
Yeah, something like that. I saw that. And it was we're looking at the schools that were deep. Alabama's deep. It was Alabama. I think it was Alabama. I had the list. 11 Alabama. Alabama Clemson. 10 from Ohio State. 9 from Georgia, Ole Miss, and Washington. 8 from Florida, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, and Wisconsin. 7 from Boston College, Penn State, and Stanford. Mm-hmm. 6 from Auburn, LSU, Miami, Michigan, Missouri, North Carolina State, Utah, and West Virginia. And I think it was, I think it was a D-tackle from Alabama State that was going, and a couple edge rushers from North Carolina A&T. It's a couple of HBCUs that were in there.
Well, the thing that's interesting about Alabama, Clemson, and Georgia, will just take those three, since they've been so impactful to the game, is the number of underclassmen. The one mock draft has 6 Alabama underclassmen. Now think about this: 6 Alabama underclassmen going in the first round.
I can see that. I can definitely see that.
6 underclassmen, Alabama going in the first.
Going to be a lot of cats going in from Clemson too. Might be first rounders.
Right, underclassmen too. There could be a lot of underclassmen taken in round one, but 6 from one team. You know, I don't care who you are. I know that Alabama reloads. You lose 6 first round underclassmen. That's a reload. I mean, it's a reload. But I mean, now, I mean, you got to really kind of reload. I mean, Alabama's going to be number 2 in the nation in the preseason polls. I get it.
Yeah, but they do a great job of.
I understand.
When they lose,
cash. I understand.
They, you know.
I know. I get it.
They get them back.
Right, and everybody, the next, it's next guy up, next guy up. Mm. It just happens to be that this is a lot of guys to lose. So they are, and again, I'm not saying that's going to. You know, they may well win the national title next year, and that could happen. They're going to be favored in every game they play. So, I mean, they're still Alabama, despite what happened to them in the game against Clemson. But that'll be the combine. And so when they get down to the combine, if you're the Falcons, you're scouting out offensive linemen, which is what Thomas Dimitroff did down at the Senior Bowl, and you go up to the combine and start looking at linemen, do you fall in love with somebody on the offensive line? And do you scout out some running backs? Is there, for example, one guy I want you to keep your eye on is Benny Snell. You mentioned Kentucky on that list. The one thing that's true about Kentucky, it may have just gone by the wayside when he was reading the list. You go, that many Kentucky guys got invited to the combine? One thing is true about Kentucky. From Bud Dupree now to Josh Allen, who could be the number two pick overall, Kentucky's had really good players. They've been missing something at Kentucky that would have taken them over the top and really put them into a position where they could have challenged or beaten Georgia or made the SEC title game, and that's a quarterback. Because Terry Wilson, their quarterback, is, he's average. But, I mean, they had a great running back in Benny Snell. They had Josh Allen on the defensive line.
He was the workhorse for the SEC this year.
Yeah, I know.
He carried the ball more than any other running back in the SEC, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, because, you know, a lot of running backs in the SEC two platoon, he was the one that got most of the carries. I know it was halfway through the season he was that guy.
Yeah, so I would not be surprised to see the Falcons. If Tevin Coleman's gone and you can't be 100% certain, and not just the concussions, but Devontae Freeman coming to at this, running backs have a shelf life. Okay, and I know that Devontae didn't play much of any last year, but, you know, you start getting dinged up as a running back and you start, you know, holding your breath. I mean, put it this way, there are Rams people holding their breath about Todd Gurley.
That's crazy. Nobody really knows what's wrong with Todd Gurley and the coaches. Could they potentially be in trouble for holding out that he was hurt? Because I don't think that, for me thinking of it, there was nothing being mentioned on that, on the injury report or anything like that. So, you know, it's one of those things where you really kind of wonder what's going on with that cat.
Hawks take one on the chin last night to the Toronto Raptors to open their long homestand. If you want to go see this young and exciting team, what's it going to set you back to go see LeBron come in next Tuesday night? We'll tell you next.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now you can listen to The Game anywhere in the world. Just go to radio.com and stream us anytime.
Using the internet.
Stay connected to Atlanta sports 24/7. Only at radio.com and the radio.com app. Streaming live now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Never goes away. The sounds of the National Football League. Headlines every day. Now Robert Alford is an Arizona Cardinal. Do we play the Cardinals this year?
I don't think they're in a rotation.
I don't remember.
Let me look it up real quick, John.
I know we beat them last year. I don't know if the Falcons play the Cardinals this year. I forget who they play. Just kind of Super Bowl fallout from all of this while we look this up. We do notice that we have tweeted out on our Twitter at 929 The Game that Patrick Mahomes has an issue.
Arizona.
Yeah,
away.
Yeah, we do play
them.
Yeah,
you do play Arizona.
Oh, that'll be fun. Yeah, down there. Yeah.
See him see my man Rock get exposed.
Yeah. good luck covering Julio there. That'll be fun.
No, he won't come on now, man. You know he ain't gonna be covering Julio like
Patrick
that.
Patrick is going to be covering
Peterson.
Yeah,
that's going to be Patrick. Yeah.
All right, so we'll put Ridley on him. Good luck covering Ridley.
I hear you.
P.I. coming. P.I. coming. I'm sorry. I shouldn't. Yeah, okay. Patrick Mahomes has been prohibited from playing basketball. Did you see this story?
I saw him playing basketball. He got handles. He got some game.
He can't do it no more.
No.
He said they shut him down. They saw it too. They said you cannot play basketball.
You know what's funny? This is what I find ironic. Because in the offseason, especially when offseason workouts start, like most teams have basketball teams. Like most football teams, like the Eagles had a basketball team for a long time, and cats would play in the offseason. You know, I think Five played a few times. It was some guys that used to play. As a matter of fact, they're still doing that because Nelson Aguilar was playing. Because I saw a tweet yesterday talking about, wow, did nobody call about getting Nelson or whatever? So, yeah, like this is not nothing that's new. I guess for him as you know, being an MVP, most valuable player, that's probably why they're really putting the kibosh on all of this.
Wendy, didn't you see, I know you tweeted it out on our Twitter at 929 The Game, the link here. You said there was a laundry list of things that were in his contract, right, that he couldn't do, and basketball was one of them. I know it was just one of them, but there were quite a few things that he was prohibited from doing. Did you have that list of what
I do have the list, okay. Yes. So he is not allowed to do water snow skiing, jet skiing, surfing, hang gliding, bungee jumping, diving, skydiving, scuba diving, rock or mountain climbing, boxing, basketball, race car driving as driver or a passenger, riding a motorcycle, motorbike, all-terrain or similar vehicle as driver or passenger, use of firearms, professional wrestling, or the like.
Or the like.
Or the like.
Well, that's pretty broad.
Correct.
Or the like is pretty broad.
Well, they're probably talking about the fact, like, you know, Gronk, they do those special, you know, they do those special guest type things. Maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, or the like. I mean, basically, you can't do anything. You know, but what do you do? I mean, if you want to stay in shape, right? You want to stay in shape. Playing basketball, you stay in shape, right?
Jog.
I mean, well, you could get hurt jogging too, right? You get hurt.
You get hurt
doing
anything, John. But
right.
I mean, you can really get hurt doing bungee jumping.
Well,
you
yeah.
can really get hurt as doing hang gliding.
As in die. I know. I mean, but you know, but basketball.
You get attacked. You can get attacked by a mountain lion and have to kill it with your bare hands.
Yep, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, what do you rather have him be? Fat Trick Mahomes show up with like 50 pounds of nothing on him? Well, you told me I just had to play Fortnite. That's all I could do. My thumbs are in good shape.
He do look like a Fortnite character, though, when you kind of look at it. He do like he look like a Fortnite. He could be a Fortnite character.
You know, I'm pretty good at NBA 2K now. You know?
No, but you know, work out with the team in the confinements of the team, you know, facility and things of that nature. I mean, there's other ways you can stay in shape. You can do Pilates. You can join Pilates.
You can do spin class.
You can do that. Haven't had a chance to go to spin class. I'm going next week, though. But, yeah, you can do that. You can definitely do that. There are other ways.
Yeah, I know, but guys get injured all the time. I mean, Howard Johnson, who was not the hotel, but he was a baseball player, once got injured for a long time washing his car, okay? He got injured washing his car.
How'd that happen, though?
I just know that he got injured for a long time because he was washing his car. There was a star young player for the Colorado Rockies who got seriously injured out for the year 15 years ago. He went hunting, and he was carrying the deer to his apartment up the stairs and blew his knee out, carrying the deer up the stairs.
Carrying the deer. Okay. I mean, I live in an apartment. What the hell are you carrying a deer to your apartment for? Like, most apartments aren't that big. Like, why would you, what? What you carrying a deer to your apartment for? Ain't that something that you would kind of carve? To what?
It's about to eat. About to eat.
No, but you know what? You know what's funny about that, D? I know for a fact they have plays, because a lot of people hunt in Pennsylvania. A lot of people hunt in Philadelphia. A lot of players will hunt in Philadelphia. They have places, like if you hunt a deer and you kill a deer, they have places where you could take the deer and they will cut it up for you for a small fee.
Right.
They will cut that deer up for you. They'll make you deer sausage. They'll make you deer. They'll make you whatever you want to make. You just got to pay them. It's like a deli for deer meat. So you don't have to necessarily take that deer to your home. You could kill that deer wherever you kill it at, and they'll do it. You say, hey, man, I want about 6 deer steaks or whatever. You can tell them what you want, and they'll cut the deer up and charge you a fee for that, and you'll have all kind of deer meat in your house. So this to me makes no sense. What are you going to do? Kill the deer and gut it and what they do when they hang it up to let the blood drip out? You going to do that in your front room?
I don't know. I just know he got
injured. What the hell are you doing carrying a deer up up the steps of your apartment complex? Come on, man.
By the way, I mean, hunting was on that thing with Patrick Mahomes, right? Hunting was on that list. And if I recall correctly, there was a photo of Carson Wentz with a big kill a couple of years ago, right?
I remember Cobb. Used to hunt all the time.
They
used to hunt wild boar. Now, one of the most dangerous animals to hunt is a wild boar because they have those razor sharp teeth.
Well, especially those gigantic boar they have down in Arkansas. You ever seen those things?
That's what they were hunting.
Oh, dude, you got to look up those gigantic. I don't know what they call the boar. There's wild boar in like Arkansas and the Ozarks. These things are like 1,000 pounds. I mean, we're
and
not
they
talking
get the charging. Yeah, they get
they're
the charging
size of a
at
horse.
You. Yeah, and they used to go bow hunting with those cats. If you're not a really expert bow hunter. Fooling around with a boar, boy, you could really get jacked up behind that, especially when they come charging.
Mm-hmm.
Man, listen.
Yeah, I was in Texas once, and a little javelina came at me, and I went. I was on a horse, and my horse reared a little bit. I looked at that thing, and it was like the size of a dog, and I was like, I want nothing to do with that thing. I want nothing to do with that thing with those teeth. But yeah, you could get hurt doing a lot of things. Do you remember, Hugh, when you had your contract, did it have stipulations about what you could and could not do?
I remember the biggest one was couldn't ride motorcycles, but you know, I did that anyway until I realized that, you know, one day I was riding and I was like, you could really, like I had a friend of mine fall off of his. And I remember him hiding the fact that he fell off the motorcycle because this was right before training camp. And, like, he didn't really get hurt really, really bad, but he was scraped up really bad. He was scraped up really, really bad. And I remember it was a big issue. It was a real big issue. So, yeah, I stopped riding after that because I didn't realize how you could get your contract. If they really want to be, like, you know, bad guys about it, mm-hmm. they could really, like, void your contract.
Yeah, Ron Gay almost happened, right? Yeah.
Almost happened to JPP, Jason Pierre-Paul. Remember, there was some big talk because he was about to get right. He was about to resign. And when he blew his hand off, there was some speculation on whether or not he was going to get another deal, and I think they violated the HIPAA laws. That's what kind of saved his situation, because your boy Adam Schefter was tweeting out stuff that he wasn't supposed to be able to tweet because they were tweeting out the actual medical records and stuff, and I think that's probably what saved his situation. But yeah, he blew his hand off, and there was a lot of speculation on whether or not they were going to resign him.
Yeah, you got to be able to stay in shape too. I mean, you got to just sit around and play video games, so you got to find something to do. I'm just surprised at basketball. I understand people. I had a high ankle sprain playing basketball. I get it. You can, you know, but again, you could get hurt doing anything. You could get hurt weightlifting. I mean, at some point, you can't mother the players too much. You can't just put them in a shell. You can't put them,
John,
in a bubble.
You go out there playing basketball, you cross somebody up, tear your meniscus, break your ankle. That's something different than going out there doing it while you're actually getting ready for football. I mean, I mean that's the way they're looking at it. But, yeah, I mean, I hear you.
So just one of the interesting things, yeah, with Patrick Mahomes and his contract. I mean, because, yeah, anything is dangerous. I mean, I love jet skis. I love them, love them, love them. But one time when I was first introduced to them in my 20s, I'm not going to say that I was out there partying a little too much, but I was out there partying a little bit too much, and I was riding on a jet ski, open throttle, and he took a corner. I stood up on the jet ski going, ooh, and he took a corner, and John was airborne at however fast that thing was going. And you look down at that water going, oh, this is going to hurt when you're airborne because you're going to skip on that lake like it's like a rocket.
People don't realize that water hurts, especially when you're going a certain mile. Yeah. Like when you're going fast, yeah.
But man, I skipped one
it's
time.
It's just water. Oh, my arm is broken.
Face planted into that water.
Yeah, there ain't no joke.
Drank half the lake, man. Oh, man.
That's just nasty.
Yeah. So, I mean, I get it. You got to be careful. But, man, he's just playing basketball, and they got all worked up. They immediately
John,
shut
did
back.
You see the video?
He was pretty good, right?
No, but I'm saying, did you see it? Like, he was killing him. He was like, head faking. He was pumping. Like, you get hurt doing that stuff. You get hurt. You get dislocated knees and things of that nature, yeah.
But how often does that happen in the NBA? Really? I mean.
It's happened.
I know. It's happened. And I guess they're just trying to be—they're being overly cautious with their prize quarterback. I can understand because he is. When you throw 50 touchdown passes in your first season as a starter, 50, then they're probably saying, you know, we think we got something with you for the next—I don't know—15 or 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what's funny about this? If you stop and think about it, with Patrick Mahomes and all the things he can't do, right? You heard the laundry list. You know what the safest thing he could do is play quarterback in the NFL. Because he can't be touched. Man, what's the safest thing you do? Play quarterback in the NFL. Can't get hurt doing that. They touch me. They go, you can't touch the quarterback. You can't do that. Hey, these guys are getting ready to do something fun tomorrow with the Hawks. As the Hawks get set to host LeBron next Tuesday. All ahead with John and Hugh. We'll tell you about, have you seen how much it costs to go to the game? Oh, man. Hope you got tickets, because if you don't, that's next on The Morning Show with John and Hugh.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now you can listen to The Game anywhere in the world. Just go to radio.com and stream us anytime.
Using the internet.
Stay connected to Atlanta sports 24-7. Only at radio.com and the radio.com app. Streaming live now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Friday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, a little overcast as the sun comes up on this Friday around Atlanta. It's supposed to be much cooler. The weatherman says, what was it? Near 80 yesterday. Would have been a nice day for a walk, but I think it's going to be a little chilly for you guys tomorrow morning.
Yeah, it probably will be. We'll be all right. We're going to get a nice little brisk walk. We're going to walk with my man AT at the Atlanta Hawks 5K. We're in for the T-shirt. I'm in it for the T-shirt. What?
Swag.
You ain't all right. I got.
What are you talking about? I don't understand. What are you talking about?
I'm walking with Wendy tomorrow.
I'm not walking the Atlanta Hawks 5K tomorrow. I'll be running, but
AT is walking.
You're walking around.
And walking. Yes.
Yeah, we said we're gonna walk with AT
because it's Arthur. It's your first 5K, correct?
Right.
So we was like, never leave a man behind.
I don't want to walk with you.
Dissension in the ranks.
It always is.
Man.
Well, this fun group activity is.
When Daryl doesn't eat, when Daryl doesn't eat breakfast, he gets cranky.
Angry. Angry.
We're doing need this a Snickers there, champ?
Okay, all right, all right, all right. I'm walking with AT, but no, I'm walking with you.
Do you need some breakfast, Daryl? I can hook
you
up.
No, plus, Daryl's
Daryl's
the worst person to run with.
Do not listen to John. He still owes Wendy the 12 tacos.
John always rides for me.
I got breakfast in my bag.
I guess so, right.
Daryl's the worst person to run with, too. Daryl's not a crowd person.
Uh-huh.
So Daryl's going to take, like, if you in there with Daryl and he's in a bunch of crowd, he's going to take off.
Because I'm super claustrophobic.
Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell are you in a race for? All these people. So Daryl takes off and I'm running behind Daryl.
Uh-huh.
We get around the block and I'm done. I'm like, we don't even get around the block good.
He said,
I'm done. I'm done.
My back.
I'm like, I'm done. I'm done.
Arthur Blank passed us walking. That's how slow we were moving.
And then he got in his car and left.
Literally, Arthur Blank passed us walking.
That's classic. I know. I'm sorry. That's
Arthur Blank probably didn't want us talking about that, but he did jump the car.
I don't know that. I don't know that to be fact.
I do.
Well, I'm not sure if we're going to have anybody special in the Hawks 5K tomorrow. It'll be interesting to see who turns out. But we do have several from the office planning on participation. I also think Andy Bunker and Jarvis will join us.
So. Jarvis is going
to
be there.
Well, dress warm because it's supposed to be in the upper 30s. So,
thanks, John.
Well, I think I might have to reconsider this thing.
I mean, this is my first 5K. I don't need your negativity.
No, I just said, not negativity. I'm just trying to offer you some. I don't want you to be out there and go, oh,
don't worry, I will check the weather.
No, but it's like the glee in your voice when you say it, though, kind of makes
glee.
You know,
makes you think.
If you don't see three of us on Monday, then you'll know.
Yeah,
we're gonna be sick.
Oh, we're gonna have to buy a new outfit.
We died.
A new outfit.
Well, if it's gonna be cold, yes, John. I'm not running in 30-degree weather in shorts.
What kind of snacks do you have in that bag, John?
I just have some protein bars.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, I can do that for you. Hook up the hangry man. Run, don't walk to the Hawks ticket office if you want tickets to. Listen to this, Hugh. So if you want to go to the game against Charlotte on Saturday tomorrow against Kemba Walker at State Farm, you can go on the secondary market. You can get tickets for $23. If you want to go Sunday to see the Orlando Magic, you can get tickets on the secondary market for $14. You want to go to the Lakers game on Tuesday. The cheapest right now on StubHub, top of the stadium, $137.
Yeah.
You want floor seats right now on StubHub? On the floor for Tuesday night at State Farm Arena, two tickets, $1,000 a piece.
Yeah.
A piece.
You know what's funny? I hope he's not listening, but my son's birthday is Tuesday. And no, it's Monday. The Monday's 11th, right? Whichever day the 11th is, whatever day. I know it's
you
on the 11th.
You know your son's birthday.
No, I know his birthday. I think because the 12th is Tuesday. Whenever they play, I think so. It's a Monday. I'm just making sure I know what his birthday is. But me and his mother were discussing whether or not we wanted to get tickets for the game, and I told her how much the tickets cost. And it's like this. It's one of those things where, I mean, it's his birthday. It only comes around once a year. Do you really want to pay $1,000 for a ticket, though?
Well, you can get, again, upper baseline 203, which is behind the basket and up, for $137 apiece.
Yeah, but it still is his birthday. He actually would like to see LeBron James if he's going to play. But, man, I'm telling you, as a parent, like, you want to, you know what I'm saying? It's one of those things where you want to do for your children.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm more of a tangible person. Like, I need to see where my money's going. Like, I need to be able to touch my money when I spend it for the most part. That's just how I am, especially when I'm spending that kind of money. I need to touch it. I can't touch those tickets. I only can touch them that one time, but then that's a wrap. And it needs for what, 2.5 hours? Come on, man. I'm talking about the whole entirety of the game. If we get there early, 3 hours at the most. $1,000 a piece.
But he'll never forget that memory with his father.
Listen, we can make another memory. We can make another one that ain't going to cost that much. Like, I'm saying, man, that's a lot of money for a ticket. That's a lot of money. So we're sitting there like.
Is there something you would spend a lot of money on a ticket for? I mean.
No.
See, would you spend $1,000 to see.
No.
I would.
To see what?
I would spend $1,000 for a ticket. If my team ever
to
made.
To see
it,
who?
If the Huskers ever made it back to the national title game, I would spend $1,000 to go see that
game. I don't even think those tickets would be $1,000 if Nebraska made it, though.
It might be. I mean, it'd be sold out.
That was a shot. That was a shot.
Okay. Huskers do travel. Say anything you like about them.
No, they travel in mass. I don't know, man.
I'm not saying it would be. I'm just saying that's the one thing I would. I tell you another thing I'd spend $1,000 for. I'd probably spend $1,000 if I could get tickets to Augusta on Sunday or to play Augusta, actually, probably. But to play Augusta is $5,000. I mean, it's $5,000 to play Augusta.
I don't think I can spend that much for a ticket for the experience. Now, granted, I understand, and I respect folks that do, because there are people out there that'll pay that for a meal, for a little meal where a little piece of meat, and you pay for the presentation. Say if it's one of those fancy chefs, Wolfgang Puck or whoever, mm-hmm. one of the fancy chefs that people are cooking for. They'll pay that for a chef.
Right.
They'll pay that for a bottle of wine.
Which I've never understood, frankly.
No, I've had friends. Like, I remember vividly a friend of mine had a bottle. I forgot what year it was, but it was a special bottle. And he let me taste it. And his friends were upset because they let me taste it, and I could not appreciate what I was drinking, like that, like it got real. It got to the point where people got upset because I could not appreciate the taste of this fine wine.
Right.
Because I was just like, you know, whatever. But I get that. Some people are like that. I'm not that person. I am not that person that feels like I have to pay through the nose for the experience. Now, I get what Daryl's saying, because we talked about this, and he's talking about the experience of seeing LeBron and all this other stuff. I get all of that. I'm just like, dude, that's $1,000 a ticket,
mm-hmm.
just for a chance to see. But
but is it so bad to be up in, you know, up near Killer Mike's to have a seat up?
No, it's not.
But that's 137.
But see, that's me though. That's me. But for a child, that might not be what they want to do. Now, that's something that will be negotiated. Yeah,
he didn't have much say in it. I mean, he's in the house.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, when you got those things with pressure, where other kids are doing it, and it's like, well, Dad.
Yeah, I know.
You got like, they don't say it, but they'll be like, Dad, you got deep pockets. You can make it happen.
No, so basically, you're gonna have his the foot gonna be on the hardwood.
No, he ain't about to do that.
You know, I've gone to, you know,
well, I'm about to do that. Let him sit with Killer Mike is in.
No, I mean, he can meet Killer Mike, because I could probably make that happen.
I went to one of my teams.
More so than I can make him meet LeBron happen.
I went to one of my team's national title games. We were up. We were probably 20 rows from the top. I don't recall being mad about being 20 rows from the top. I saw him win a national title. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I'm laughing. You know, one thing, when we're having this conversation, I can't look at my Twitter feed.
I know you can't.
Because my man Chris Belcher said, you said it. He said, if I spend my money, I need to touch it. He said, that's why he does not go to strip clubs. Because you can't touch that strip club.
No, not supposed to.
No, not unless you want to go to jail or get in trouble.
Yep.
You don't want to do that. But no, it's one of those things where, you know, you think about this Super Bowl weekend and how much money people spent just to have the experience. Like for instance, the Shaq-a-palooza,
mm-hmm.
the Shaq show. People were paying like $600. To go to that, and they said that was standing room, like you was like bumper to bumper.
You couldn't even
booty to booty. Yeah, it was tight up in there. See, now that,
yeah, that's why I don't like going to Disney World. You know, I mean,
Disney World is not bumper to bumper like that.
Oh,
John.
It could be bumper to bumper.
No, it's a lot. It's, you want to ride rides,
right?
I don't like and Disney it's World because like it's a money grab.
Yeah, it's like $150 getting a door.
No, you better up that.
Maybe
more than that.
Yeah, I know. You take four kids to Disneyland, you're going to be out of grand by the time that day is done. Just be prepared for it. They get you. A lot of going on. Big news in baseball, passing of Frank Robinson as we get ready for the Braves. Will they make a big move, and what is going to happen to the game? Is baseball panicking about its game? Because it kind of sounds like it. Baseball fans, that's next with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92 on The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.